Are you ready to buy or sell your home? The Jim Allen Group is a nationally recognized and award-winning real estate team in the Triangle, dedicated to providing exceptional service to meet your needs. With the latest insights and expert market knowledge, they'll make your home buying and selling journey as smooth as possible. Don't wait. Head over to jimallen.com and start your next move today. That's jimallen.com. The Jim Allen Group, your partner in real estate.
Let's stay on the Canes here as we get you set up for the opener of the postseason tomorrow at 5. I promised yesterday we'd ask this question, so I think it's time we have the conversation. Should the Canes consider rocking with this Piotr Kochetkov, Freddie Anderson, Piotr Kochetkov rotation that's actually been working pretty darn well for everybody over the last however many weeks?
It's been keeping everyone fresh.
It's been keeping everyone fresh. This is, and I don't even know if this is an exaggeration, how the Canes handle the goalies could be the most important decision of Rod Brind'Amour's career. Because if he nails it and you have two goalies playing well, I mean, we know what great play in net can do for a run to a Stanley Cup, right? If he nails the decision, meaning he gets it right, that could mean a Stanley Cup, which is, I mean, it goes without saying, that's legacy-changing stuff. Same thing on the other side, though, right? If he botches the decision, we know what getting a goalie off rhythm can do to a Stanley Cup run. That could mean another missed opportunity with so many guys on expiring contracts. Goes without saying, that could be pretty legacy-changing as well, just not the way you want to change your legacy. So no pressure.
It's all right. It'll work itself out.
It just might be the most important decision of your career as a coach. Might want to think it through. Here's the thing. Freddie's health, I believe, is one of, if not the most important aspect of a Canes Cup run. Right? Because I mean, right now he's saving 95% of shots. That's absurd. If you can keep that rested, healthy, and available for the biggest games on your cup run, right? Because every game is super important, but there's two or three each year where the chips are down. If you have Freddie playing that level of goal in those games, rested and healthy, I love their chances. So here are the things to weigh, right? Here's I want to say angel and devil on your shoulder arguing, but it's, I don't think one's right and one's wrong. It's just, here's the arguments. On one side, I think it's hard to argue with putting who you think is the best goalie out there as often as possible. Even if you're choosing between a 9.9 out of 10 and a 9.7 out of 10, it's hard for, or a 9.4, I don't know what you're going to rate him. I think it's hard not to put out the 9.9 as often as you possibly can. That's on one side. The other is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And keeping them rested and Kochetkov fully involved has worked. It's a lot. Maybe the 95% save percentage isn't just how good Freddie's playing. Maybe there's part of it that stems from the fact that he knows this is my game, the next one isn't. This is my game, the next one isn't. It would be unusual, but there's arguments on both sides. Do you consider doing it? Or maybe you roll until it doesn't work. We're going to let's see if we can get through it. And you know, the first sign of anyone having a speed wobble, then we'll go to Freddie, Piotr, or however else the schedule breaks down. Mm-hmm. I think there's something to be said for entertaining keeping Kochetkov involved.
I think the way the scheduling works out is you don't have to really entertain it, to, in my opinion, until game four.
Except that means Piotr's not playing until game four.
Okay.
Which again, three games of Freddie sounds great. I'm not. That is the very logical kind of simple answer to the question. Mm-hmm. But that's not how they've been doing it.
Kochetkov will play at some point this postseason. It's just as simple. How far are they going?
Let's say, how much will he play if they play three series? Because I once you get to the Stanley Cup, then it's, you know, so many mitigating factors, health.
Maybe
and everything
three else. Games.
So one a series.
One a series.
Again, it's not what they've been doing, and I don't have it. I don't think your answer is wrong. I'm wondering, because then you have one game a series with a cold goaltender.
I think, a lot of it depends on health of Freddie. So we actually saw last year in the Eastern Conference Finals, Freddie played that 4 overtime game. And then
which is like, and we can't predict that. If game one is a 4 overtime game, then he might play 2 this series.
And then Raanta comes in game 2 and plays great in game 2. But here's, Raanta also played a bunch in the series against against both the Islanders and the New Jersey Devils. And Kochetkov played a little bit too. Like they used multiple goalies last season. Like it's something that will happen at some point. You will have to use your second goaltender at some point, but it's when you elect to use it.
Yes, that's what I'm asking.
That's the big question. Like you said,
the big debate is you go in with a plan.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be prepared. Yeah, if Freddie tweaks something, if there's a 4 overtime game, if he gives up 6 goals in 2 periods, like there's ways that will make you look at your plan and go, what fools were we for thinking we could plan through the postseason? But I'm curious on what the plan is, because it's just been going well, right? It's and if you would have told me 3 weeks ago, 3 weeks is probably a little not long enough. Mm-hmm. If you would have told me 6 weeks ago, I would have been like, Piotr's the number one going into the postseason.
100%.
And you know, that there's, it's not like you're choosing between Freddie and somebody that's not playing well. Or Freddie and somebody that it's Pyotr Kochetkov has been playing excellent in net. It's just Freddie's been playing excellenter. I don't know.
Yeah, more excellent.
Grammar's not my strong
suit. Yeah, that's fine. But so game one tomorrow, as we know, 5:00. Game 2, 7:30 on Monday. But then game 3 is not till Thursday. So you get that extra day in between. It's Thursday to Saturday, game 3 and 4, because Saturday game 4 is a 2:00 game. Like, it's a faster turnaround. Even though you don't have to travel in between games, you know, from game 3 to game 4, that faster turnaround, depending on the workload that Freddie's getting, you might see Kochetkov in game 4.
Game 4, which would be the Saturday or the Sunday?
Saturday.
So that's the 27th.
Yeah.
The last game he played was the 14th.
For Kochetkov?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't 13 days off is a long time.
Whatever you got to do to win a cup.
Oh, I agree with that.
That's it. Simple as that.
I agree with that also. Why? Because that's all it's about. Let's hear from Don Waddell right here on making the playoffs, but what the real goal is.
Well, it's nice to have the consistency. You know, we talked about it years ago that, you know, everybody's always talking about making the playoffs, and we don't talk about that anymore. You know, the consistency has been great, but, you know, now we got to take that next step. You know, we've had, I don't even remember how many playoff rounds we've had now in the 6 years, so we have plenty of experience under our belt, and, you know, now it's time to make the best efforts to go take that next step.
Take the next step. Win the cup. Cup or bust. Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. We're here with Coach Pete, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Coach, let's hear about your power plan.
Well, Coach Pete's power plan, 22 steps to get you on the right direction for retirement. Also, make sure you have a successful, income-filled retirement. Tim, the next 10 people are going to give that away. No cost or obligation.
For the power plan, call 800-691-3215. You can also go ahead and text Tim to 600-700. The phone number, 800-691-3215, or text Tim to 600-700.
By the way, if this is not like our whole cup or bust thing that we're on here going into the postseason, it's win it all, it's win it all, it's win it all. This is not new. Don Waddell came and spoke to us outside PNC Arena when we were there getting ready. It was it might have been the first preseason game.
It was like season opener.
Yeah, it was either the preseason
opener against Ottawa.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly what it was. And one of my questions was, is it cup or bust? And my contention was that it is, and he coach speaked us a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's been that way all season. And then they made some all in moves at the deadline, as if to say if there was anyone not on board with this, they should be now. It is cup or bust. So let's boil it down. Cup or bust, you can't win all the series without winning the first.
Mm-hmm.
You can't win 4 games in the first series without winning 1 game in the first series. So
for this series against the Islanders, we thought it'd be fun if we each named two players, and we did not compare notes, two players that are key for this series. I made two players ineligible just for my side. This was not Dennis.
Okay.
Aho and Freddie, they seemed right down the middle, like your best player and your goalie. Just seemed a little too on the nose.
Like, our starting pitcher has to pitch.
Yeah, exactly. Who's a key to this matchup? The quarterback and our best defensive player. Thanks. So, that's just for me. I don't know if you chose either of them, but I just want to let
you. I did not.
I just want to let you know why I wasn't choosing them, even though it just makes sense. You go first. Give us one of yours.
Okay,
normally
mine.
I bat lead off, but let's mix it up.
I'm actually going to go with the player for the Islanders to start things off. I'm
interesting.
Going with Semyon Varlamov, because if he does get the start in net in game one tomorrow, as I said earlier, in his last 10 games, he's 8-1-1. Dude's on a heater, a .930 save percentage, and a 2.09 goals against average. Ilya Sorokin, the other goaltender, who the Canes beat in the playoffs last year.
Take that.
Since the start of March, the same time where Varlamov is 8-1-1, Sorokin, 6-6-1. And three of those wins came at the very beginning of March. So really, if you take away the first three games that he played in March, 3-6-1 in his last 10 games. Whereas Varlamov, 8-1-1 in the last 10, Sorokin his last 10, 3-6-1. But since the beginning of March, a .907 save percentage and a goals against of 2.7.
That's a much different goalie conversation than the one we just had.
Though, right? Sorokin's being your dude,
but
Varlamov's on the heater.
Great, and the other guy's on the heater. It's not picking between a 9.9 out of 10 and a 9.4. It's picking out of a 9.5 out of 10 and a 7.
Yeah,
but the 7 has a history of being
really good.
Yeah, being something special.
So if you can get to Varlamov early, force maybe a goalie change, force Patrick Waugh to make a goaltending change, you put in a guy who hasn't been as good lately in net.
It's also interesting that he's making some of the goalie decisions.
I know, right?
Does he know what it's like to be behind that mask?
Just a little bit.
Are you ready for the big game? At The Designery, we can help you arrange your kitchen in the perfect way to feed everyone coming over for the big game. I'm Dana Merrill, the owner of The Designery in North Raleigh.
And I am True Merrill. I am the project manager.
The Designery is a lovely kitchen, bath, and closet remodeling company. We do pretty much any of the utility spaces in your house. If you want to store things in your cabinets, if you want to work on things on your countertops, if you want to have a floor that can get wet or muddy, we're the place to help you fix your home up.
We are The Designery North Raleigh, located at 3030 Wake Forest Road in the Holly Park Plaza. We would love to see you, or visit our website at thedesignery.com.
I'll give you one of mine.
All right.
Jake Guentzel.
All right, fair.
I think there's a lot of pressure on Jake Guentzel. He's the rental. He's like, he has, obviously, that whole line is complete players. The Guentzel, Aho, Jarvis line, they're all expected to do a little bit of everything. But there's something to be said, like, it's like being a power bat in baseball that a team brings in on a rental for the stretch run. It's like your job is to hit home runs. Right. And if you don't hit home runs, everybody's looking around going, you're not doing your job. Jake Guentzel's job is to create clutch goals. He comes in with that reputation. He comes in having proven that in Pittsburgh. And that's something that the Canes have been missing over the last few postseason runs, particularly, you know, near the end of their runs. So Jake Guentzel, it's like, here's your job. It's not an easy job. Do it. Right? Every time they lose a game by one, if he doesn't score a goal, everyone's going to be looking around going like, where were you at?
Yeah.
That's why we brought you here, dude.
You're the mercenary.
Yeah.
That's what he is. You're the mercenary.
You want us to break the bank in an extension? We're prepared to, but come on, man. Or re-sign, I guess, wouldn't be an extension. My point is, Jake Guentzel has a lot of pressure on him to score the goal. Not just a goal. Score the goal. That proves to be the difference. Who else you got?
Andrei Svechnikov.
Can I say Jinx?
Okay.
Second was Andrei Svechnikov.
Andrei Svechnikov. He has missed time in three postseasons. In three of the last five, he has missed time. Now, not completely in some situations. Like last year, he missed all postseason. The 2 years before that, so this is the year 2021-2022 season, so 2 years ago, when they beat the Boston Bruins, they beat the Canes, beat the Bruins in seven, and then they lost to the Rangers in seven. where they won every single home game except that game 7 against the Rangers. Don't get me started. But nonetheless, in those 14 games, 4 goals, 1 assist, 5 points. That's it for Svech. Like, you're supposed to be, like, one of the dudes, mm-hmm. right? You were drafted 2nd overall. You got the big contract extension. You are the power forward guy for this team. You're supposed to score big goals. You're supposed to be the dude. Go be the dude.
I would actually – it's not just what he's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. It's what he is. Like, you have so much talent.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's the size, the power, the speed, the skill. Like, use it, right? You there's no reason for you not to. The other thing is, we talk so much about that first line. The part of the deal is that first line has that first line. You know what I mean? Aho gets to deal to Gensel and Jarvis. Jarvis gets to get set up by Gensel and Aho. Svech has to take another line and raise their level up to an elite level, because that's his role, right? He's that like we just said, the talent, the money, the draft capital. It's time for it all to come true. All of that promise, all of that potential, it's time for it to come true. And yeah, you haven't been here. You've been out. How many times has a Canes fan in a bar argument with their friend said, "Yeah, but we didn't have Svech"? How many times have they said, "Gosh, we would have won if we would have just had it. He was out. He's hurt. What are you going to do? It's a freak injury."
And he got hurt after the trade deadline, so they couldn't go get anybody.
How, like, you need to back up all of those fans right now that have said you were the missing piece, you were the difference. And all those we'd have like 3 cups if he didn't get hurt. So he was only hurt 3 times. I'm a fan at a bar. Don't correct me. We'd be a dynasty if Svech could just stay healthy. We've all been that one, right? You're just
exactly.
You're 10 minutes into a 9-minute argument, and you're like, "Now I'm going. Now it's 14 minutes. Now it's 20. Now it's my friend's gonna have to drag me out of this bar." Andrei Svechnikov. But I mean, the reality is, there are only and the Canes have, I would say, more than most teams. But there are only a certain amount of individuals on each team that can truly, you know, like, win a game for you, can truly affect the game in multiple ways and score the goal and make the hit against the board and make the pass. And Svech is one of them, right? So, you know, with great – should I go full Spider-Man on him?
Yes.
With obviously, Spider-Man is with great power comes great responsibility.
Yes.
I would say with great – talent and skill comes great responsibility. Mm-hmm. Like, you've been, your hard work has earned it. Your development, your dedication to the sport has provided you with this responsibility, this ability to affect series. And the responsibility of it is, don't waste it. That's why he was my second. Really my fourth, because the first two are Aho and Freddie.
And we know that the Islanders are not as talented from top to bottom.
Your
Carolina.
Overwhelming
they're
favorites in most metrics, betting, and everything else.
Islanders are going to come out, and they're going to try what they did last year and try and bully you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're going to try to do. So Svech is going to be that physical presence for Carolina, and he can't bite and take dumb penalties.
That's exactly as soon as you said they're going to try to bully you, my head went to easy, buddy.
Yeah.
Whoa, easy. No retaliation, dumb penalties. If there is a hooking in the offensive zone, I'm going to go crazy. From Svech. Other guys have earned the right to get mad at refs and stuff. Svech, the worst part about all of Svech's penalties is they're not even like borderline. It's not like I can get mad at the ref and go, "Oh, let him play." It's like,
yeah, it's,
yeah, you did. You
yeah,
did.
You blatantly kind of tripped that guy.
Look at the Jumbotron, man. Come on. I'll defend you. I will. Like, sometimes people confuse me with, like, a hard-hitting investigative – we have Brian Murphy for that.
Yeah.
Like, I will turn my fan hat on. I will go all out. I will defend you on borderline calls just because you wear the Canes jersey. But when they're not borderline, even – I mean
– even then, I might still ride that line. Like, "Oh, come on, stay on your skates, buddy." Jeez.
I mean, in the moment, yeah. But the next day, I'm usually like, I watched it again.
See, worst dives of beer league. Come on.
Yeah, you get into, like – "Save the diving for the Paris Olympics, buddy. Synchronized."
Oh, there's a chirp for you.
I chose William Peace because of the personalized education it offers, which allows students to truly know their professors. It's really possible to make genuine connections with your professors and learn intentionally here and dive deep into what you're passionate about.
A 12-to-1 student-to-faculty ratio is just one of the many reasons students choose William Peace University. Extra attention starts day one for career planning with their Career Services Center. Find out all they have to offer at peace.edu.